During Wednesday's Senate Judiciary Committee hearing, close to 40 people came out to support or oppose the controversial abortion measure by Miami Republican Senator Anna Terry Flores.
Senate Bill 724 requires that the information that is currently required to be presented by a physician to a pregnant woman in order to obtain informed consent from the pregnant woman before performing an abortion must be presented while in the same room as a woman and at least 24 hours prior to the procedure.
Brooke Hines, who's against the measure, recalled when she and her soon-to-be husband, both from poor backgrounds, found out she was pregnant at 21 and didn't have enough to support a child.
In the form of housing and financial help, health care, I didn't have health insurance, and child care when you get right down to it, because how are you going to stay in college if you don't have any access to child care.
After learning they'd also have to take care of their ailing parents, they came to a decision.
We decided that an abortion was the right thing for us at that time. We've never once regretted that decision. And we didn't need an extra 24 hours, an extra trip to the doctor that we couldn't afford, or anyone else inserting themselves into our lives to make that decision.
But Sherry Dom says she wished she'd had the waiting period before her traumatic abortion experience at age 17 from an unplanned pregnancy. She remembers being taken to a locker room and told to wear a hospital gown.
Only wearing this hospital gown, I was given information about the procedure, including a picture of an ultrasound of an 8-week fetus, but I was 12 weeks. I remember I was shaking all over, numb, terrified about what was going to happen, certainly not in a position to consider this new information just given me. A short time later, a woman came and walked me to another room, and there I got up on a table, now shaking so hard that the doctor told me to stop shaking so much. This was the first time I had met this doctor. I stared at the ceiling as the staff dismembered my child and sucked my child out of my womb.
Still, Senate Democratic Leader Athenia Joyner questioned the need for what she called a, quote, an added impediment. But bill sponsor Flores countered that there are already 26 states with similar laws on their books. She added there are also several medical procedures like knee surgeries that have waiting periods. And Flores said it applies in other areas in case people change their minds.
If someone wants to go and get married, you can't just go get married from one day to the next. You have to wait 3 days. If someone wants to be divorced, you can't just go and get divorced and say, I'm done with my husband, I'm going to go get divorced. You have to wait 20 days. If you want to go have a handgun, you can't just go up and say, we're going to have an instant check and here's a gun. You need to wait 3 days. So there's precedence.
Joyner tried to tack on an amendment that would have waived the mandated waiting period if the pregnancy is a result of rape, incest, if there's a risk to the woman's health, or if a severe fetal anomaly exists.
By delaying care in a case where a woman's health is at great risk, we are unnecessarily causing her greater risk. This amendment seeks to fix that.
But Flores disagreed.
Too many of those cases, certainly that I know on my behalf, of people that were told that their child was going to have some sort of anomaly and then didn't, that I don't think that it would be worth it to do it.
The amendment narrowly failed 5-4 with the panel's chair, Miami Republican Miguel Diaz de la Portilla, voting alongside the three Democrats. Other Democrats also say the measure is unconstitutional, and Flores says she anticipates there will be a lawsuit should the measure become law. And the measure passed the Senate Judiciary Committee 6-3 along party lines with Democrats opposed. It has one more stop to go before it heads to the floor. Meanwhile, after passing its last committee early this month, its House companion is already headed to the floor. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.